May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, we began our Advent season with the celebration of hope and of making room. Since then, we've celebrated peace and the deeper cleaning required that deals with the reality of our lives. Then we celebrated joy with our service of lessons and carols and the way joy sets the table. And yesterday, we celebrated love with our Mouse Christmas musical as we reenacted the wonderful story of Jesus' birth and reflected on the way that love opens the door. And now, as we draw to the end of the Advent season, I want to return to the theme that we began with, extending the table of our lives. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem all those years ago, they found many doors closed to them. No doubt all those doors were closed by people who thought they had good reason. There was no room at their table. It was too late. They were too tired. Fortunately, someone was willing to put aside the excuses and extend the table. Not done perfectly at all. Offering a stable out the back wasn't the warmest of welcomes, but at least they did something. They welcomed the stranger enough for the God of the universe to step in and use it. They were willing to let Jesus be born in their welcome. They opened their lives, just a small opening, but an opening enough for God to work. Do we dare let people into our lives, even the bits on the edges? And do we dare let God into our lives? For if we do dare, God will enter and will sit at our table, and Jesus will be born again in us. Over the next couple of weeks, we will be taking down our beautiful Advent trees, putting away our Advent banners for another year, and we'll be taking down the stable from the church's front lawn with its table inside. It's been fun having it out there, fun seeing various people coming by and taking something from that extended table. I've loved knowing that people in our community this Christmas have not only seen Santas and reindeer and snowmen, but they've also seen a remarkably ordinary stable and a remarkably ordinary table inside it. I never like taking decorations down after Christmas, but seasons do change and time does go on, so we will put things away for another year. But the challenge for us is that our own tables will continue to be extended. And that won't always be easy. For some people are not easy to welcome. They might be prickly and hurting and difficult. But the birth of Jesus in the stable reminds us that it's never been easy. The straw probably wasn't that soft under his tiny body, and yet all sorts were welcomed there. The shepherds, dirty and generally not made welcome in good society. The wise men, well-educated, wealthy, from far away, perhaps a bit intimidating, with different language and strange gifts. But welcome was made to those who fitted and those who didn't. Those who were comfortable to invite in and those who weren't. Everyone was welcome into Jesus' presence, even when it wasn't straightforward. And it didn't get any easier for Jesus as he grew up. But he never ceased to open his arms and his heart to people, welcoming them not only to himself but to his heavenly Father. Even when finally he was being killed on the cross, he continued to open himself to the criminals at his side, welcoming them with an open heart. And as the body of Christ, we are to be a body with a welcoming open heart, extending our tables. You see, this is not something that we can pass the buck with. We can't just assume that as long as there are some other people who offer welcome, then that will be enough. Each one of us is needed to be a person with an open heart, willing to step out in love and in joy and in peace and in hope. We are a Christmas people always, because Christmas changes us forever. So let's act like it, with tables set, doors open, and a welcome ready to face the new year ahead, so that there's always room for one more. So be it. Amen.